The deadline to get a real ID is this week, but more than a million Wisconsinites don't have one yet. It's Monday, May 5th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the Trump administration's tariffs are expected to make solar energy systems more expensive. And the saga of the Milwaukee boat continues. We'll have the latest on the efforts to remove it. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. Over the years, my wife and I have supported several different public radio stations with which we have a connection, like in my hometown in Indianapolis. We know how important listener support is to the quality news and conversations and entertainment that we value on public radio. A gift of $10 or $20 per month goes a long way to providing meaningful programming to this community. Become a sustainer of your station, Wisconsin Public Radio, with your monthly gift at WPR.org.
The deadline to get a real ID is coming up fast, but as Evan Casey reports, about 1.7 million Wisconsin residents don't have one yet.
You'll need a real ID if you plan to fly domestically or get inside a federal building starting on May 7th. If you don't have the ID by that date, you might run into some issues at the airport. Jessica Maley is a spokesperson for the Transportation Security Administration. She says passengers should expect some delays if they don't provide TSA with a real ID or other approved identification, like a passport.
They could face extra screening, and they face the possibility of not being able to make it to the checkpoint.
You can get a real ID in Wisconsin by visiting the DMV. You'll have to provide documents like a birth certificate, your social security number, and proof of your address when you apply for the card. The DMV is encouraging people to check their website first to make the process faster. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Federal regulators will issue a decision this fall on a permit for a plan to build a $750 million tunnel for the Line 5 pipeline in the Great Lakes. The project would replace a four-mile stretch of the Enbridge oil and gas pipeline in the Straits of Mackinac that connects Lakes Michigan and Huron. Line 5 carries up to 23 million gallons of oil and natural gas liquids daily from Superior to Ontario. The Army Corps of Engineers planned to issue a decision next year, but the Corps said last month that it's fast-tracking review after President Donald Trump declared a national energy emergency. Under a new timeline released late last week, the Army Corps plans to release a draft environmental impact statement by May 30th. The public will be able to provide input on the agency's findings through the end of June. Environmental groups and tribes say the project poses too great a risk of an oil spill. Enbridge has said the project will make a safe pipeline safer. A slew of tariffs from the Trump administration are expected to make it more expensive for Wisconsin homes and businesses to invest in solar energy systems. Joe Schultz has more.
China accounts for most of the world's solar manufacturing capacity. Imports from that country are facing 145% tariffs. President Donald Trump has also applied 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports. His administration is also proposing steep tariffs on solar products from Southeast Asia. Ismael Chartier is with Renew Wisconsin. He says the combination of tariffs could make some projects in the state economically unfeasible.
They no longer ink out. The return on investment is not a 10-year return on investment. It becomes a 30, 40, 50-year return on investment.
The Public Service Commission says 11 utility-scale solar projects are either underway or about to start construction in Wisconsin. Eight more need to be approved by state regulators. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin's Democratic Governor Tony Evers is pushing back after President Donald Trump's border czar suggested state officials like Evers could face criminal charges if they're found to have obstructed immigration enforcement. The remarks were in response to a memo Evers issued to state workers last month. That document warned employees to consult an attorney before giving information to ICE agents or letting them conduct searches of state property. When asked about that memo last week, Border Czar Tom Homan said officials could face felonies for impeding ICE. In response to questioning about whether leaders should be arrested for shielding people without legal status from deportation, Homan said, quote, "Wait to see what happens." In a video message shared late last week, Evers said he won't be intimidated by what appears to be the threat of an arrest.
Threats like this should be of concern to every Wisconsinite and every American who cares about this country.
The governor said he has not broken the law, nor has he directed anyone else to do so. Conservation and environmental groups say that they worry habitat protections for endangered species in Wisconsin could be threatened under the Trump administration. As Danielle Kading reports, federal agencies want to redefine what counts as harm to federally listed species.
Habitat destruction wouldn't count as harm under a rule proposed by the Trump administration. The change would only bar actions that kill or directly harm a species. Rich Belfis is president and CEO of the International Crane Foundation. He says the population of endangered whooping cranes has grown from about 20 birds in the 1940s to roughly 800 today. Belfis worries their habitat and recovery could be at risk.
Stripping away protections and making it easier to develop habitat or to harm the birds, that's not the solution that we need.
Wisconsin has 25 species that are listed as federally threatened or endangered. If approved, some experts say the changes may have a minor effect in Wisconsin because other protections are in place. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, a boat that's been grounded at a public park in Milwaukee's lakefront since October is still there. As Nick Rommel reports, it's become a beloved local attraction.
The boat is covered in graffiti by now and has been nicknamed the SS Minnow by its fans. Angela and Jason Laguerre were doing a photo shoot there this week for their homemade cigar boxes.
The fact that the other boat that was rescuing it got stuck, we were like, all right, it's just meant to be. We have to take the time to go see it.
That other boat belongs to Jerry Geyer, a local salvage specialist. He tried to use the small barge as a platform to pull out the boat, but it also got stuck.
It just wasn't enough. The boat was still too heavy.
He spent over $27,000 trying to get the Minnow out since last year. He says by now it's filled with 3 feet of sand. After months of finger-pointing, Milwaukee County determined that it has ultimate responsibility to remove the boat. It's planning to bring a crane and lift it off the sandbar. Nick Rommel, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And of course, let's get a quick check of weather before letting you go for the day. Little bit of lingering rain in southeastern Wisconsin to start the day, but otherwise that should be drying up by about midday, and things should be pretty clear across the rest of Wisconsin today, with high temperatures in the 60s and 70s. Overnight, pretty calm, no rain expected, with lows down into the 40s. And that'll do it for this Monday. Thanks so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. As always, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.